L-E-D-E-N-E-T.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Yeah, I have my doubts about whether we should send our own military, but I think something needs to be done there.
No offense.
When you drive into Memphis and they say, "Do you have any guns?" And you say, "No." They go, "Well, here, you're going to need some.
Take this. You're going to need this." Talking. 4:30, it'll be the Music City Bowl with Tennessee and Illinois.
Yep.
Going to be going on downtown, so be aware of all the traffic they'll be building up there.
Yep, it's going to be busy.
Yeah, it's the, what is it, Liberty Mutual, blah, 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 blah.
It changes every year. I don't know.
Will the emu be there?
I
hope so.
If it's not, I think the whole experiment has failed.
Exactly. Last night they had the huge battle of the marching bands on Broadway. That was pretty cool.
That is so impressive.
It is.
I've never been down there.
Right.
But, I mean, it blows the doors off of downtown. It's
pretty
cool.
It really does. It's pretty cool. Yeah, if you are going to the game, make sure you bring a coat because it's going to be in the low 30s all during the game. It was pretty funny how you were telling me that UT has become... was a little petty about how they practiced before the big game.
Yeah, so I guess it just shows how much the loss to Vanderbilt this year stung so badly.
It hurt them badly.
That, of course, you know, here they're playing in Music City, and they need a place to practice.
Right.
And they were offered Vanderbilt's facilities, and they said, No!
No, we don't like them.
I won't go there!
No, we don't go there.
Apparently, Illinois thought, this is awesome. We get to use Vanderbilt stuff now.
We'll take it.
Yeah, so they're using Vanderbilt stuff, and the Volunteers decided, we're going to go use Montgomery Bell Academy, the high school's
facilities. They're going to use a high school stadium
to practice.
Because they were so petty about Vanderbilt.
I will not go on their property.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Final preparations are underway for the big New Year's big bash in downtown Nashville.
Yeah.
They say if attendance is the same as last year, they expect almost 250,000 people to be downtown.
Wow.
Tourists and locals alike.
Yeah, no kidding.
If you want to watch it on TV and see all the music acts and the fireworks at midnight, it'll be broadcast on Channel 5.
Locally. Nice. Very cool. There's some new rules, new laws going into effect. State of Tennessee on the 1st of January. Savannah's Law, which is Tennessee's creating the first public registry for repeat domestic violence offenders. That's going to be going on. Tattoo artists will have to receive training to recognize and report signs of human trafficking. That's kind of interesting. And
yeah,
that should help. Also, there's been some changes to the vape and hemp rules. If you're buying THC products or anything like that, you have to be over 21, and you can no longer buy them by mail order or online. You'll have to be in person so you can show an ID.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like it is for all the other things you have to be 21 for.
Yeah, no kidding.
So a lot of people have very, very strong feelings about Opryland Theme Park, which was here in Nashville and then was shut down and replaced by Opry Mills.
Yeah.
There is a documentary that can be seen just today and tomorrow at the Bell Court called Opryland USA, A Circle Broken.
Why, in Music City of all places, would they take away the music?
Opryland is what made Nashville, Nashville.
Well, personally, I think it's the greatest thing that's ever happened to country music besides the Grand Ole Opry.
If you feel the same,
yeah,
you want to relive those memories of Opryland and see the documentary showing at the Bell Court today, this afternoon at 3:20, and then at 8 o'clock tonight, and then final showing tomorrow afternoon at 3:20.
A chilly day, only going to be up to about 40 for the high today. Hey, look, we have a stranger on the phone. Gina is with us. Hey, Gina.
Hey, guys. How are you?
How's this whole mama baby thing going?
You know what? I think I got it figured out. She slept for like 5 hours last night.
Sweet.
Wow. You won the lottery.
That's a milestone. That's
parents.
Awesome.
I know. I know. I'm sure it'll change tomorrow night, but or tonight. But yeah, we're counting that as a win.
Oh, that's huge. That's huge. So tell us, what have you learned about Paisley so far as this new human that has come into the world?
Oh, my gosh. She is so goofy. Like, she's going to be the class clown. She's probably going to be a comedian. The faces that she's already making, and I know that they're, like, involuntary at this point, but she has kept us laughing this whole time. The faces she makes, they're just so funny, and she has, like, the perfect comedic timing, too. It's great.
Yeah, oh, that's awesome.
The pictures you've been posting, it looks like she's super alert for a baby that young.
Oh, yeah, and she's holding her head up already, and I know I'm biased when I say this, but I feel like she's pretty advanced, but
well, she's
I know
the
it's
little...
all involuntary at this point.
Oh, my gosh, she's a super baby. It's a super baby.
She's a genius.
So, Gina, what has been the thing on your phone or on TV that has helped you pass the time in those, like, middle of the night hours or just when you're like exhausted? What have you been watching or seeing?
So during Christmas time, I was doing an Advent series through like my Bible app.
Yeah.
And then a lot of like worship music. And then if that just kind of isn't doing the trick and it's too slow, I've been watching Mad Men on HBO Max.
Oh, wow. Okay. Old school.
Yeah.
Old school. Yeah. Really old school.
Excellent. Excellent. And so how is Landon, your husband, doing in the whole dad universe?
He's killing it. Right now he's changing her dirty diaper.
Nice.
She hasn't really taken to a bottle yet, so I'm having to do all of the feedings, which I think kind of bums him out. So he's really taken on like the burping and diaper roll at night.
All the other
very
stuff.
Cool.
That's cool.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. He's taking on the grunt work. So he's been great and no complaining. So that's great too.
That's right. As we say, that's our policy. No whining.
Exactly.
Yes.
Well, we miss you and thanks for checking in with us. And hope you have a great New Year's Eve and an exciting 2026.
Thank you. Yeah, I miss you guys too. Have a happy New Year.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Winning the walk around the neighborhood.
It's a pretty cool story about a little kindness going a really long way. There was a college senior in Texas named Joey who was out skateboarding, and he swerved to miss a car, ended up in a ditch, and he broke his wrist. He didn't have insurance, so he didn't call an ambulance. He called an Uber.
Oh, geez.
And the Uber driver named Benny picked him up and took him to an urgent care place. And they said, no, this is too serious. You got to take him to the ER. So Benny, the Uber driver, drove him to the ER and decided he's going to stick with this guy and make sure he's okay. So he goes in, he checks him in at the ER. He stays with him during the procedure. I guess, you know, Joey was there with his morphine drip. And he said he was really glad that Benny was there. Yeah. I guess it was a really tough time for him. I guess his brother had just passed away from leukemia, and he was going through some hard times.
Oh, wow.
And all of a sudden, Benny, the Uber driver, became his new friend. And they've become lifelong friends ever since.
Wow, that's so cool.
I know. He's turned his life around, really, you know, by just showing a little compassion.
Yeah. Gotta love that. Sticking around instead of just dropping him off and going off to get the next fare.
Yeah, I like that.
Oh, that's great. Today's Mood Boost is sponsored by the app you downloaded during lockdown. Opened once and now financially support because you don't have the emotional energy to do the work to cancel it.
Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire. A lot of people mentioned in this song.
Yep. And one person in the song just passed away recently. Meaning there are only three people still alive in this song.
Does that include Billy Joel?
Oh, there'd be four.
Okay, all right.
Three people he mentions.
See if you can guess. We'll tell you after the break. Woody and Jim in the Morning, Totally Hits, 93.3. Billy Joel and a laundry list of people mentioned in that song.
I know. And somebody did the research.
Yes.
And they went through and they found all the people that he mentions in that song. And, well, guess what? Only a few of them are still alive.
Just a handful.
So, not long ago, Brigitte Bardot, who was one of the people he mentioned.
Right, who I thought was already dead, died.
She just died.
Yes.
Which now leaves only three people on that list of names that are still alive. Now, you found one of them while it was playing.
Yes, I was vaguely listening, and Chubby Checker is still alive.
Believe it or not, he's still around.
Still.
You got that one.
Bravely holding on to life.
There's a few other people.
Okay.
Bob Dylan is still alive.
Oh, has he mentioned the song? Okay.
Yes. And the totally obscure one, Bernie Getz, who was a guy who shot people on a subway.
Oh, so he's like in jail, but he's still alive.
Yeah, he's like back from the 80s.
Yeah.
I don't think he's still in jail. He was mostly acquitted of that. But I ended up looking at like, oh, who is this guy? Oh, he shot four guys who approached him on the subway. Blah, blah, blah. But yeah, everybody else is gone. They're dead. And also listening to that song, I'm going, I don't even know what half of these things are. Like, they might have been a big deal at that time, but nobody cared what they were, like, a few years later. Like, when he wrote it, it's like, it's like us talking about Labubus in 2025. It's like, they had a brief moment, but...
Yeah, that's right,
We're not going to be talking about those fanged stuffed animals.
You know, the things he mentioned is when America's had a little bit longer attention span.
Yeah.
Now something history that happened last week is like, we're going, oh, that's so over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. It's funny, for Christmas, my son Alex was very proud. He got a Chit calendar. You know, Chit, the guy that was on TikTok.
It was like a meme for a while.
That was over quick.
Yeah.
That was like, it was like
it
red hot, and then it was done.
Right.
So, yeah, if you mention Chit in a song in the future, people are going to go, what?
And nine out of 10 people listening are going, what are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you talking about now?
But it was really big for us who were just like watching the videos.
Yeah.
For a month, we had it was like Ed the Zebra for like 10 days.
Yes.
We went wild with this. It consumed us.
Yes.
And
now it's over.
It seems like for me, this time of year, time has lost all meaning.
Oh, yeah.
Every night at like 11 o'clock, I realize it's 7:30.
Yeah.
It's just constantly like, how does time expand and contract this way? Because it doesn't seem possible.
Yeah. We're just kind of in a purgatory in between.
You look around at work and you're like, oh, I'm only going to go in for a few hours.
Yeah.
But there's nobody there. And
There's actually nobody here in the radio station today. It's just us.
You figure out like, oh, what have I been doing for the last 20 minutes? Oh, I don't know. But I know exactly how many ceiling tiles are in this room. You know, your roommate goes grocery shopping, and when they get back, it's dark, and you somehow watch three seasons of Love Island. How does that happen?
And you don't know it happened.
But then at the same time, somebody says, hey, you know, for New Year's, let's watch the director's cut of Lord of the Rings. And you're like, no. But instead, I just find myself sitting in another room for 4 hours watching somebody power spray a dirty rug.
Those are actually very soothing, those videos.
Oh, they are. They're super long.
Yeah, and you're going like, ooh, what's the mystery behind all the dirt? Let me see. Ooh, is it going to be Santa Claus? Is it going to be Minnie Mouse? I can't wait to see. Oh, yeah, it's fun.
This video is 6 hours long. I could just scroll to the end. No, 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 don't cheat the process.
We're going to stay until the bitter end.
So time is just merely a construct that plays games with our head these days.
This is what I'm kind of proud of myself. I would say 65% proud of myself.
Yeah?
Because I did kind of a 65% manly thing yesterday.
Okay.
My girlfriend said, hey, the toilet right by the kitchen won't flush. And so I open up the toilet and said, okay, well, obviously the little handle has come loose and it won't pull up the thing that sucks down the water.
Right.
In the toilet. I don't know if I'm getting too complicated.
But little chain.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
So I said, all right, well, I'm going to the hardware store. So you walk in, and of course, there's manly men there in vests saying, can we help you? I said, I think I know where I'm going. So I went over and got the replacement part, came home, took the lid off the back of the toilet, and I looked down. And I said, that doesn't work, but maybe I don't need to replace the whole thing, especially because I'm having a really hard time figuring out how to take off the old one.
Right.
So I just moved like the chain over a little bit, and now it works. Because I put rubber bands around it, so now it will pull up the little thing to suck down and make the toilet flush. And so I said, all right, job well done. Put the thing back on. I put the new part out in the garage for when I eventually will have to fix another toilet.
Sure, when the rubber band breaks.
Yeah, when the rubber band breaks. So Melissa, my girlfriend's like, the toilet still won't flush. I said, no, you're not doing it right.
Oh, no, it's her fault.
you got to hold the handle down, you know, until it goes glug, glug, glug.
Got to hold it down, then wait, and then sing happy birthday.
And she's going, I don't have time for this. I have things to do and people to see. I can't hold it down for 3 seconds. So I said, all right,
oh,
well,
that's where we're at.
I'll just come home and flush the toilet for you.
Hook it up to the internet.
Yeah.
And then you can do it from your phone.
So as a man, I fixed it, and I expect a parade or some sort of award.
I'm with you, man.
Yeah, you did something. Good job.
In one trip to the hardware store.
I know, just one. Yeah, and I didn't even use the thing I bought. So, yeah, it's a win.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Today's the day, the Music City Bowl this afternoon at 4:30 at Nissan Stadium. If you're going to the game, of course, make sure you bring a coat because it's going to be in the 30s pretty much all day. Watching it at home, it'll be on ESPN.
So where it's
check
a
that out. Yeah.
Comfy, yes. 72 degrees on your couch.
That's right. The climate-controlled comfort of your own home.
So there's a new music star in the Billionaires Club. Beyonce, she now joins Taylor Swift, Rihanna, Bruce Springsteen, and Beyonce's husband, Jay-Z, in the Billionaire Club. They were saying that Selena Gomez may have been into the Billion Dollar Club, but then they downgraded her and said, no, she's only worth $700 million.
No, loser.
She's one of the poor.
They're going to start a GoFundMe for her. Please help Selena Gomez.
Going to have to keep buying the store brand.
President Trump was going to send the National Guard into Memphis, but a judge has blocked that move, saying that Memphis is, let me see what the quote was. He says, Memphis is not in a grave emergency. Has he ever been to Memphis?
Yeah, I have my doubts about whether we should send our own military, but I think something needs to be done there.
No offense.
When you drive into Memphis and they say, do you have any guns? And you say, no. They go, well here, you're going to need some.
Take this. You're going to need this. What are we doing today?
I'm going to go to, I think, Fort Ice and do a little hockey practice.
Oh, sweet.
And then I've got to start a home improvement project, which is actually... getting around to finally repairing some of the things that my kids destroyed before they moved out of the house.
Yes.
One of them's a toilet paper holder that's just hanging off the wall.
Ah.
It's got to do a little wall repair.
Nice.
It's one of those bathrooms. I haven't gone in there since the kids moved out.
Yeah, that's very cool.
I should probably fix that.
I have been given the task of going to the grocery store. because for New Year's, we have to have black eyed peas.
That's your tradition.
It's a Southern tradition. A lot of people eat black eyed peas for good luck. And, you know, 2025 was terrible, so I apparently didn't eat enough black eyed peas.
Yeah. So how did you screw that up last year?
I'll go to Costco and see how big of a giant 55-gallon drum of black eyed peas.
Start eating now.
That's
we
right.
need a good 2026.
Exactly. We'll catch you back here tomorrow, Woody and Jim. Totally hits 93.3.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.